You already know what the fuck's going on. Talk That Talk, episode 18. I think you're my most reoccurring guest so far. It's been a minute since the last one, dog. I think you're on, this thing might be your third one.
Yeah, I think so.
That's tight.
We had one with Luis.
Yeah. And if you don't know, you will now. Willie Waffles here. This is Yola, Eddie Yola. And today we're going to, I just got some questions about his upcoming album. I just heard it right now. Heard it live and direct. The Purple album, bro. What do you want to tell us about it real quick?
Man, that album is fire. It's fire. That's all I really got to say about it. But that shit, it came through some fun. You feel me? It was fun recording it. And that's the main vibe you probably get off of it.
When did you start recording this one? You've been plotting on this one for a minute, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I've been going through, like, I'm trying to do, like, color sequence type album releases, you know what I mean?
So I was about to ask you, too, what's the inspiration behind the name?
Well, because I started with the green album, so I was like, yo, I'm just trying to go, I'm going to do colors, you feel me? Like, my favorite color is green, is my favorite color. My next favorite color is purple. So after purple, we gonna go with the white album, you feel me?
But
We gonna wait on that, but purple dog, we smoking, we sipping.
Oh, I like that. That's what's up. You started this year in 2020?
I started this year 2020 for sure.
Did the pandemic have any effect on your recording process?
Low key, it really did. Yeah, it stopped process big time. Like, this shit got pushed back a couple times, to be honest with you, because in the beginning of the year, my initial plan was to drop at least four projects, you know what I mean? So, two albums, two EPs. But, it didn't happen that way due to the pandemic. I wasn't able to record as much as I wanted to. And, but it's all good. It is what it is. Hopefully, I drop an EP by December, so I'll have something dropping right after this.
Nice. I already following it up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At least get half my New Year's resolution through there. You feel me?
Oh, okay.
I said four, but we're going to have to do the two.
Nice.
Just due to all this.
You recorded everything in the same studio?
Yep. I recorded with Isaiah at the Block Studio.
Who's all produced on the album?
I got like beat producers. I got three guys on there, so it's gonna be my brother. Why not?
Which ones did he produce?
He did a good amount of them. He did Tell Me. He did the Duce.
Hard. Okay.
He did the he did a lot of them, man. He did most of them. The Chop in the Trunk.
That's a fucking banger. Yeah. That's probably, I think, like, that was my favorite song.
Yeah,
that
stuck out right now. The JBC Soldier.
That one too. That was a fucking banger.
He rocked that one. And then I do have a beat on from Johan on there. That's going to be the Blick on My Hip.
That was
Johan
sick too.
Did that. I got him featured on the shit too, on the Mozart track. Well, it was initially called Mozart, but we changed the name to the All In.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he raps and he produces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nah, he gets down. He's good, bro.
Do you have a favorite song from it?
On the album? Probably be Blick on My Hip or Blick on My Hip and Never Fold, probably.
Tight. When does it drop again? 10/21, right?
Yep, 10/21/20.
That's what, 7 days? No, like 8 days.
Around the corner,
alright.
It could have been sooner, I just didn't think they were going to upload it that fast, you feel me? Like, I was like, I'm going to give it a little 2 weeks to upload.
I think it's better when, like, you put it up a little earlier. I think, like, it's a higher chance of it getting playlisted and shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, Spotify sent me an email on that, too. Like, yo, your shit's up. Like,
tight. Hell yeah.
Let's get it into a playlist and stuff like that.
Yeah, hit that pre-save. Pre-save will be in the description below.
Yeah, pre-save for sure. Definitely.
Hell yeah. Post up your screenshot when you pre-save. Tag Eddie Yola, for sure.
Yeah, tag me for sure.
Man, so, fucking, is there anything changed from your recording process?
It was a lot easier this time. Yeah. I'd like to say, yeah. Like, I don't Why really, so? I've been on my, like, freestyle thing a little bit, like, more likely since the Green album. Like, in that album, I freestyled a lot of shit. And, like, this album, I kind of did the same thing, except for my hooks. I wrote on my hooks. But, like, a lot of it was a lot of punch-ins, and it was just easier this time around, you feel me? Like,
why do you like that more?
It's just, gives me a better flow, I guess. I can stick with a flow and stick with a sound that I initially had in my head instead of having to write that down.
Oh, then trying to, like, remember it.
Remember the flow, you feel me? So, like, if I'm dropping bar by bar, I stick with the... I got the same energy, you feel me? The same vibe in the same session instead of having to write it, sit down and wait a little bit, then go in the booth and try to record that. And it doesn't sound the way that I thought I wrote it, you feel me?
So, like, all the songs you recorded, like from beginning to end on the same day?
Exactly. Same session, pretty much. Exactly, yeah. Every song done in that day.
Is there anything that didn't make the album?
Yeah, there's a couple tracks that didn't make the album. I had a track with Anthony, and that shit was fucking... Ooh, man, that shit was fire, but we had a little technical difficulties.
Yeah, those are the worst, bro. Yeah,
hard drive crash and shit. Yeah. Lost some good shit, but...
Is that the only song you lost from that?
Next time. That one, for sure. And then I had another track that I was going to put on there. It was on a CP beat. And that was dope, too. I don't know why I didn't put that on there, but I should have. I just kind of was rushing, ready. I just wanted to get this shit out there already.
Okay, I feel you. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to pick out the songs? Just real quick? You just threw it
together? Yeah, super easy, yeah, to be honest with you. I just kind of picked the ones that I like the best out of what we recorded so far.
All right. When you put them in order, is it just like you, or you sit with like the team, you know?
Normally, that's what would happen. I'll sit down with my peoples and we'll listen back. Excuse me. Yeah, but we'll listen back, but... At this point, I just put them in myself.
Yeah. That's good, man. This whole thing sounded like... It flowed fucking tight, I feel.
Yeah, it flowed decent.
Especially
in
the
beats.
Like, there's some breaks on the beats that just add to, like, the whole sound of the album.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm waiting for. When I want to hear it when it drops, so I don't have to press that skip button or have to change it so I can see how it sounds consistently straight through. But I'm definitely happy with it. I'm definitely happy with the way it came out. And I hope y'all are, too, because that shit was... It came out good. It came out nice.
Where does the cover art come from?
Cover art. My boy Chris, he set me up on that because I didn't have an artist. Well, I was normally
Chris
doing...
Over here.
Yeah, this guy over here, Chris.
Chris over here behind the lens over here.
Who was the boy with the graphics?
Derez.
Derez helped me with that, so that's dope. Shout out Derez for sure because that album cover came out nice.
Tight.
Shit came out fire.
So are you kind of like managing his moves and shit? Or like...
You can say that.
Yeah. That's dope, man. To have, like, fucking different opinions on the direction of shit to go.
Yeah, facts. That's always good. For sure. Nah, this boy Chris, he helped me out on some good amount of shit. Got me some dope features. I needed some of that. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I heard, man. From Kansas City, Ohio.
Managing right now, dog. He managing.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Holla at him.
For sure, bro. DJ Khaled, dog, over here. For sure.
Facts. Big facts.
Hey, you don't even know. He told me some behind-the-scenes shit, bro. Let's just say.
Yeah, let's say some dope shit coming in the
works.
Major
key, dog.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. For sure.
That's sick. So, who's on the features? Tell us a little about the guys on the features.
I got a good amount of features, so I got...
How'd you link up with the people on the features, too? Like, know them personally or just reached out and shit?
Yeah, mainly personally are just through main people that Chris put me on Weston, Young Weston. He's from the east side. That boy's a spitter for sure.
Yeah, for sure. He's known in the city for sure.
Yeah. So I had to have the OG on there, you feel me?
Yeah, he been doing it for a minute.
He been doing this shit for a good
shout
long
out Willie
time.
P, bro.
Like, I already knew who he was. Like, I knew exactly who he be.
Hell
but
yeah.
He came to one day, Chris was like, yo, Willie and Peru gonna pull up, dog. Like, fucking, they gonna come to the studio sesh. I was like, word, say no more, dog. Like, let's get it. You know, they came through, and that's when that happened.
Did both,
like,
songs get made that night?
Yeah, I was like, not that same exact night, but we talked about it. I was like, yo, I got these tracks, dog, you know what I mean? We started sending shit back and forth to each other.
Die.
Next thing you know, they came to the next studio session. We got that shit locked. Shout out them for sure. Their whole camp over there, they balling, they doing their thing.
Dope, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. They have some smooth-ass joints on that shit, dog.
Yeah. No, Peru for sure. Definitely did his thing.
What's his name? Scooter Too Cold?
Oh, yeah, Scooter. We got Scooter down there.
And he's from where?
Boy from Ohio, I believe. Yeah, he out there doing his thing. Him and his boys up in the city right now. Shout out Class Myers and them.
Hey.
They doing their thing over there.
And you know them too, or?
Through mutual friends, you could say that. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Dope.
Like,
yeah.
I just met them through somebody I knew. And then Scooter would come into my smoke shop where I work right there on, at Just Blaze.
Shout come out by Just
blunts
Blaze.
And shit. Yeah, he come by blunts and shit, and he's like, "Y'all be flowing." And then
that's kind of how that happened. Yeah, yeah, so that's a tight connection to make.
Threw him on the tracks.
How's Just Blaze? Still dope.
Yeah, nah, doing his thing, dog. We out there. We getting it. We getting it for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, hottest city.
I seen the homie. Smoke shop in I think city, the homie, homie. He always posts like he's a spray painting in the back there.
Oh, word. Tight. Yeah, we got a little yard we let people paint back there and shit.
Oh, that's so tight. Hell yeah.
Yeah, people doing their thing. All the artists in the city.
You still working on art and shit too?
A little bit. Been doing my thing somewhat on the side, you know what I mean? But anything artistic, I'm down with you.
Yeah.
Like, you want me to paint? I could paint for you. You want me to fucking rap?
If they ask you to paint and rap?
Fuck it, we doing it.
What if they ask you to paint a rap?
Man, if I had to choose in between both?
Nah, like, you have to paint a rap. I don't know what that means,
paint
but
a rap? Fuck it, we doing it, though. As long as they got the money to make that happen, let's get it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's dope.
It is what it is.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but I'll be painting.
That's dope, bro. What, you planning on doing any videos for the songs?
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna probably do one with that boy C-Dub, the Young Blood. We probably start with one of those videos.
Yo, that shit was a banger. That
yeah,
song
that
too.
Yeah, that one was hot. Yeah. Young Kansas City boy. That shit.
100 albums hard. Deep. That's cold.
Yeah, he got like 100 albums deep. Yeah, boy, deep. Crazy.
I was scrolling through Spotify. I'm about to check him out all day tomorrow.
Yeah, nah. He got songs. He got tracks for sure. Catalog long.
Sounds like he got more shit than Gucci.
For real. It's all on that trap mixtape shit right there for sure.
Any of the music you're listening to inspire anything that have you made
for this album? To be honest with you, man,
you're kind of like zone out when you're creating.
Yeah. Like, I haven't been bumping anybody, to be honest. I feel just you. Like, I've been in my, like, doing me pretty much, just listening to my music. But other than that, I guess, yeah, you could say, oh no, I really haven't heard much new shit.
Nah.
New 21 album's pretty hot. I was bumping that.
Oh yeah, I was bumping.
But
out
I was
last
already
week
done
too.
Recording, so I wasn't bumping none of that. But
I feel you on that though, because
I
like,
kind of just went in.
It kind of like that. Kind of like pulls you a certain way. Like you hear a vibe, and like you, without even thinking, you start trying to like do the same shit. So you just cut yourself off from things. It's like that's just you. That's
yeah.
My
process. You feel me? Like that's just kind of what I got to do to get the best out of me. I guess you could say. But
what's the drink of choice for the session?
Oh man, I've been off that Douce Nasty. Yeah. Like you can tell, cause like every track, most of the tracks on the album, you hear me say a line about Douce. You know, Douce Lemonade. That's kind of like my favorite little mix right there. Yeah. Last time when we were recording with Weston, they came in with some fucking Henny and what was it?
Raspberry Lemonade.
Raspberry lemonade, yeah.
So he pulled up with
that. Yeah, he's like, that's my signature drink and shit, you know what I mean? So that shit got me fucked up. Literally, when they came in, I was recording already. Weston came through, he recorded his track. He recorded his verse on my Broken Hearts track, the track one. He recorded that. And then he's like, "Oh, Peru, that fool, Peru's at the club right now. I'm gonna drag that nigga here. I'm gonna go get him right now." I was like, "All right, cool." So he leaves, and then like I started recording another track, and then he pulls back up with Peru and like all his whole set, like Vino, everybody, like all his people he'd be rolling with, and they was in there. We was packed in the studio, though, like stuffed in there. I ain't been like that in a minute. But literally, like, he's like, "Oh, well, keep doing you, dog. Keep jumping the boots." I was like, "Nah, dog. I had two cups of that shit. I'm done. Like, it's y'all. I need y'all verses. Let's just get on with y'all." I was like, "Y'all go ahead, do it. Take over the session. Let's roll, because I'm fucked up." Like, I was just too wasted to keep going. But the studio was packed, and we was having fun. Like, that's all that matters at
that's
the end.
Dope.
But, like there's some dope shit going on in this recording for sure.
It sounds like it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I seen pictures and shit when you guys are in the studio. Looks dope.
Yeah, nah. Yeah, shit was hot.
So like, let me see. What can we talk? It's coming up 8 days away.
Yep.
What's your goals for it? Do you have some goals for it?
Well, the goal is pretty much, that's why I got a lot of features on there. You feel me? Like the goal was to get a lot of people on the album. just so it's gonna get more love that way. It's gonna get more appreciation. People from other cities, people from other spots, it's gonna be able to hear my shit. And, like, it's just giving everybody opportunity, you know what I mean? Like, this shit should pop. This shit should sound good. Like, a lot of people are already showing me love. And, like, once it's out, my Green album did good. Like, hopefully this just does just as great. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
I dropped something right after that. One thing I didn't do about the Green album, which I fucked up, I didn't do much videos, you feel me? And so, like, this time around, I'm trying to do the videos. I gotta do videos, dog. I wanna drop that shit. People gotta see the visuals. So that's kind of the plan now, is like, let's make these fucking movies.
You already got ideas, plotting it out.
Mm-hmm.
Tight.
Yeah, definitely got some ideas. Definitely got some things that I wanna do. Definitely wanna show love to the city for sure. Like, this city's hot, bro. It's hot. Like, literally, it's hot.
Anybody else you wanna work with from the city?
Man, I want to work with everybody, to be honest, you know what I mean? Like, I still want to do, still waiting on my Slim Billions fucking verse, dog. I've been saying that since day one. he was supposed to call it to the studio a couple of times. He wasn't able to, but I got him.
Was it hard to get people in the studio and shit, you know, because everybody's, like, you know, worried about coronavirus, whatever?
Couple people just sent me their verses, you know what I mean? I send them my shit, and they recorded their verses, send it back to me. Only people that really recorded it with me in the studio was Weston and Peru.
Dope.
Yeah, so that's hot. And then, then Luis, we got Luis on there, too, fucking raw. My dude.
How's he doing?
He's doing good, actually. He's getting back into this music shit,
yeah, you feel me? Yeah, took a little break and shit.
Definitely took a little break, but... He back.
Nice. What about you? Just kept it pushing the whole time?
Yeah, low-key just recording mainly. So I really could do, you feel me?
So, like, do you ever write when you're out of the studio? Or is it always, like, in studio?
I usually write outside the studio, but I necessarily don't never go with my main verse, you feel me? Like, when I get to the studio, like, they'll send me a beat. I'll start just flowing to it. I'll be writing to it at the crib, but there'll be like 4 or 5 lines that I think are super hard. I'll go off those 4 lines and then start punching in boom, 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 boom. Just because it sounds more natural, I guess you could say, you know what I mean? Like, more when I write, sometimes you could be like, oh, this, you could tell this was reading his verses, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and like, that's just kind of, I need to stop doing that, you feel me? But that's why this freestyle shit been pretty hot for me. I like that.
Tight.
I like to freestyle too. Like, you just get the better out of me. You feel me?
Is there any songs that, like, you started and then, like, what's on the album right now is, like, completely different than what it started as?
Oh yeah, for sure. You could tell too. Like, my album started more like with the sound of, like, the Choppa song, Choppa, and like
what was the first song that was recorded for it?
Choppa, and then the JVC Soldier.
On Choppa, were the gun sounds already there? Or was that added after you came out?
Those are added, yeah. Okay. Those are added, so after,
you
went
with the Choppa and started adding,
yeah,
shit
started
like that.
Adding sounds like that, exactly.
Okay, that's dope.
But, like, that was supposed to be the vibe, you feel me? And then what changed the vibe is when Why Not came, he's like, yo, I got 4 beats for you, and boom, 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 send them. And then that's when that, tell me, do you really want to know? That's when that song came. I was like, all right, cool, we singing now, you feel me? So then I started doing that, and then that's when the alcohol track came right after that one, a little more singing, and then we hit that, like, the broken hearts all on my body, bad bitch looking, finna catch a body. That's when we started getting a little more hype again. So, like, it's just different times, I guess, and it caught different vibes, which is cool.
That's dope, man.
Yeah, usually
from when I first met you to, like, where you're at now, bro, you're, like, a completely different artist, dog. You've gone fucking crazy.
I got
like crazy as fuck. Do you ever look back on your old shit and just like realize, like, damn, like I've come a long way?
I do, to be honest with you, but then sometimes I think too, like, damn, like I was so much hungrier back here, you know what I mean? Like, my old shit, like, I could tell, like, through my voice and, like, the way I was saying things, and, like, my lyrics were just, they're harder. Like, it was harder lyrics, but it just wasn't where it should have been, you know what I mean? Like, if I had the same, like, if I had the studio or the same vibe now that I had back then, I feel like we would have just fucking ran shit back then, you feel me? But it's just, I don't know, it's weird, but I feel I'm dropping more quality at this point. You feel me?
I feel you.
Like, it's just more quality at this point. More back like then, I was more rapping. Like, the right ones. Exactly. Like, but my next thing, my next move I'm trying to go with, I'm not trying to, like, this album's super fire. Could you get a little bit of everything on it?
That's a fact.
Excuse me.
That's a fact. I could vouch for that. There's a little bit of everything on here.
Yeah, like, there's something that everybody, you a hood-ass motherfucker, you're gonna like Chopper. You're gonna like fucking JBC Soldier. You're gonna like that. If you, like, just cool, chilling, you want a vibe, you're gonna like the more center tracks, you know what I mean? Then I got the songs for the females, obviously. And then I got that shit that you just bob to, you feel me? Like, you just smoke to, ride to. So that's kind of, like, that's what's dope about that. But my next track, my next album, I'm trying to go more like a, more like my old self, you feel me? Like, more on that Currency vibe, more on that stoner vibe, you feel? Like, that's how I came out.
Is that still your, like, is that still your shit? Like, you still, is that your,
like,
shit?
Yeah, like, I'm trying to be like some fucking Larry June, you feel me? Like,
shout out Larry June, man.
Yeah, shout out Larry June, for sure. That fool, he's dope as fuck. Do it for my peas, you feel me? Like, I need to drop some Mac shit. That's what the next album. The White album's gonna be on pure Mac shit, pure cocaine. Feel me?
Yeah, put that out there, dog. Hell yeah, manifest that shit, bro. That
shit's gonna be that type, that vibe where you gonna ride a smoke to. You gonna.
Is there you want to drop an EP before you drop the White album for sure,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So is there like a time frame maybe in 2021?
For another album.
Yeah.
Probably, I want to do as much as possible, to be honest with you.
Drop 100 albums a year?
Bro, shit. I could. I'm going to be like C-Dub out there, dog, dropping 100. But I don't want to rush it either. But then again, like, I want to build that catalog. Like, I want to have music out there. So, like...
Like, I've kind of, like, noticed that shit, bro. I don't know if, like, you notice, like, some artists that get on, they get on because of a song. And then, like, if you want to hear more about them, like, there isn't more. Yeah,
exactly. But, like, see, exactly. If that happens to me, then I want to have a catalog where they go back to.
That's going
to
make people go through all that shit, bro.
Exactly. And I'm just trying to stay consistent and trying to stay on these big music platforms and trying to put my music out on these big platforms because that's where it's at. That's where people are going to hear you, you know what I mean? Like, I could just drop on SoundCloud, I could just do this, but, like,
what's your thoughts on the state of SoundCloud? You think it's still something that should be used right now to promote music?
It is good because some people do just go to SoundCloud for specific type of music. You feel me? Like, they go there to hear this shit. But me personally, I never really been that guy to be on SoundCloud. You feel me? Like, not that I frown upon it or look down upon it. It's just something that was never an option for me. You know what I mean?
I feel you.
I was like, if I'm on iTunes, if I'm on Spotify, Tidal, like, I don't think I really need to be on SoundCloud. Yeah. You feel me? But then again, like, people blow up on that shit. You feel
Isn't
me?
It crazy how instantly, bro, almost like from 1 year to the next, it was like, it was a shit to fucking get a CD. And then now, like, if you're not on the digital streaming platforms, it's like, are you on anything? You feel me?
Exactly, facts. And that's how it was when we first started this shit. Like, my first tapes I ever done, I made sure I went and cop CDs. I went,
we got all the way live right there.
Yeah,
physical.
See, look, we got a collab tape right here. Physical tape.
Yeah. That shit was fire. That was a fucking vibe.
Yeah, see, like, we need to probably still do this shit, you feel me?
Just I feel like CDs need to come back.
Yeah, or fuck it, we don't go in fucking SD cards. We
print out SD USB, cards, throw them out something.
At shows and shit. That's what we need. And shows, I miss shows. I want shows to come back.
Oh, yeah,
I
want
to perform, you feel me? Like, that's what I've been fiending. Like,
have you catched any, like, virtual performances?
A couple, yeah, just, like, major dudes, you know what I mean? Like, the Bad Bunny shit.
I feel like it's so whack if you're not one of them where it's, like, the production's just fucking through the roof. Exactly. Like, it's just, like, bro, like...
Production, dog. Production's wild.
Yeah, man.
That shit could take you a long way for sure.
Man, so, like, say shows start popping up, like, January, February, you hop on that shit?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. That's what I've been trying to do. I'm trying to get some shows locked in, make this shit pop off for sure. Promote that album, promote it, drop some merch, probably have a little listening party soon.
I for sure need a shirt if you're dropping some merch.
No, I got to. My old merch, I'm rocking, still rocking my old
Man,
merch. You feel
I,
me?
I didn't like, get that one. I fucked up. I slacked it.
I only got smalls left, so ladies, holla at me.
I'm going to hit the gym, dog.
I got some smalls for you, feel me? But I might reprint that too, just to have it, you know, so people have that green album, purple album.
For real.
Something to have, you know what I mean? I would call both. Just to have it, yeah. Have purple, green album. But that white album, oh, I ain't even promoting it. Let's go.
I can imagine the white album, bro, coming from like your original sound to bring it up to like the quality and like tier that it's at right now.
Bring my sound, my original sound.
That's gonna be some crazy shit, man.
Yeah, but just fuck with like make the beats what I want. You feel me? Like, tell my producers like, yo, sample this, sample this. This is the sound I'm going for. And that's what I want to do, cause it's like,
you can get more hands on with it, more like building that shit up.
Be more a part of it. Be more me. Like the beats that I've been doing, like they're fire. Don't get me wrong, they're fucking gas. They're dope. But like, my flow comes based off what I hear right away off that beat, you know? So like, I hear that beat, I know what it's gonna sound like. So I kind of kick that verse to go with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, if I have more laid back, smooth beats, I could kind of more flex on my lyrical side. You feel me? I want to rap more. Let's just say that, you know. I want to rap more. And I've been
Do you consider melodies too much, like more melodic shit?
Yeah, like I like melodic shit. That's dope because that's what I listen to. You know, so I just try to catch a vibe because that's why I listen to myself a lot. Because I like to just catch a vibe and I make a connection with it because it's me, you feel me? And that's why people listen to music, to make a connection. And like, I want to give them more of me, you feel me? That's kind of where it's going at this point. Exactly.
Behind the rap.
Exactly.
What are you doing when you're not rapping?
Man, I'm working. If I'm not rapping, I'm working. I'm drawing. I'm fucking just doing anything creative, you feel me? Like, I like to be creative. That's what I do. And I like to get fucked up and I party a lot, you know? Nice. So like, I still do that. That's what I be out. I'll be out and about and doing my thing, introducing myself to people that I don't know, just so they can get to know who I am at least, or know that I'm out here in this city for real. You feel me? Fools are out here repping this shit and you won't find them anywhere in the city. You feel me? Like, I'm out there in the street trying to connect with people. I'm trying to connect with people.
Dope, man.
So people be like, my name come up. Oh, yeah, that man a solid dude. You feel me? And hell, that's all I want. That's all I want.
Want that reputation, bro. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Other than that, we on the grind, bro.
Purple album, bro. Is the weed purple still?
Yeah, the weed still purple.
What's the last type of gas you smoked?
Man, to be honest, I had some runts last night. That shit was...
Hey, tell the people, man. Is exotics hype or is it what it is?
I'm going to tell you, it isn't hype, but it is hype at the same time. There's like a midpoint to it. Because exotics, bro, I love me some exotics. I'm not going to lie. Because you can tell the difference. You get some mids, you're like, oh, yeah, that shit, whatever. You go buy a cookies bag, and you're just like, yo, this shit is gas. Like, you want to taste that. That's what you crave that. That's what you're craving, you know what I mean? And like this, but people, I hear a lot of people are buying fake exotic bags, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dog, I'll be on.
They're packing their own shits in there and selling it exotics.
And then I see like a Wish ad, bro.
I don't know.
And then they have the little baggies, bro. Get that Peyton Manning. Fucking yeah.
Just make sure your shit's sealed. Make sure your shit's sealed. If it opens without a seal or without you having to rip that bag, most likely it's a booth bag. You feel me? Don't smoke it. But other than that,
stay
like,
stay away from the booth.
Yeah, for real. Stay away from that. But luckily, I got a pretty credible plug. You feel me? That they got the real exotics. Nice. But I have seen that though. Like people selling fake bags and just putting their own shit in there. Cause I had that happen once. Like I had some what was it? Georgia pie. I had that shit from the cookie store from the actual Melrose. I bought it at Melrose. And then some dude had the same bag. One of the homies, we're smoking. He pulls it out. He's like, I got that Georgia pie, dog. popped it open, weed completely different, you feel me? Like, it wasn't the same weed, and I'm just like, nah, bro, they done got you, dog. Like, you should have not bought it. He's like, damn, how much you buy that for? He's like, 70 bucks. I was like, bro.
For what, eighth?
Yeah, for eighth. But I was like, bro, that shit ain't even real. Like, look at the bag. And then, like, we comparing bags. And then, like, you could see different colorations that just were different in the print. Like, it was just all bad, bro. Like, it was all bad. Damn, that's
wild, bro. They be fucking ripping everything off now.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. The weed game crazy out here. You ain't getting it from the plug direct, man.
Have you looked into this new prop for next year? Prop 207?
I have.
What's your opinion on that?
It is good to be honest with you, to make the weed legal, you feel me? It's gonna become legal, but then at any time they could change the tax towards that. Yeah. Which is kind of fucked up, you feel me? So now you're gonna go buy an eighth bag from the dispensary or wherever you get it from, but they're gonna hit you with a fat tax, you know what I mean? Which is kind of not good at the same time. Like, it's cool that it's legal, but there's a big price for them to end up paying in the future for that. Yeah. You feel me? And that's kind of only my downfall on that shit, but...
The shit that I see from it is, like, right now, how it is, like, a majority of the tax money goes to schools, which I think is fucking dope.
Yeah, so that's good, yeah.
Like, that's, like, the way to go. And then with this new Proposition 207, I guess, the majority, like, 37% goes to the police. Like, you're funding the police.
Yeah, you're funding the police. Yeah, and then like, I heard that, like, too, fucking, as well.
Like, other shit that's not really, like into the community, you feel me?
Exactly.
Like, it has its ups and downs. Like,
well, I'm gonna go buy an eighth that's gonna be, like, fucking 40 bucks and then end up paying, like, 60, 70 for it, you feel me? Like,
and then the money goes to, like, doesn't go to the community. And that could go up any time, though,
which is crazy. Like, they could change that tax at any time, and that tax could go even higher at that point.
One of the whack shit about it, too, is, if you had some shit on your record and then it becomes recreational legal, it gets, like, removed or whatever. But if you're, like, currently in jail right now, I think, mm-hmm. like, nothing happens to you. Like, you're still in jail.
Oh, really? Yeah. So you caught a weed charge and you're in jail?
You're still in jail.
That shit legal, they're gonna leave you in there?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I heard states that, like, that had passed, and then, like, the weed charges that people were arrested for, they got released. You feel me?
That's what they're doing here. But, like, if you're currently, I think, in jail, I think, like, you're just still in there. Like, that shit doesn't affect you, which is kind of, like, weird.
Nah, for real. That's crazy.
Yeah. I saw some shit that says, like 90% of, like, possession violations are just for marijuana. So, it's just, like, I just need to cut that bullshit out.
Facts. Free the weed. Facts. Free the weed, dog.
Man. Anything else you want to tell them, Yola? It's Purple Album, bro. 1 week away, dog.
I'm just saying, I just want y'all to go get that shit. Download it, share it, show it to your peoples. Like, it's definitely, so I put some hard work in that shit. And, like, I put some time and some fucking dedication into that bitch. Definitely some money into that bitch. So,
hey.
Y'all please just download that shit. Let me know how y'all feel. Y'all got questions, hit me up. Any artists that want to work, holla at me. Let's do this shit. I'm in this shit for the long run, you feel me? Like, I'm here to make music. And if y'all want to make music, let's get it.
Man.
Let's get it.
Bro. Purple Album. 10/21/2020. I just heard it front to back, man. I fucks with it heavy, bro. I'm excited to be bumping that shit around the city.
I'm ready. Bumping
it up and down 10, bro. There's so many vibes to that shit, bro. I feel like people are gonna rock with it.
Yeah, for sure.
I hope it goes crazy for you, bro. I hope people share that shit, man. Hope it goes crazy.
Support your locals, man. Gotta support the locals, dog. The city growing, dog. We getting big. We getting a lot of hype over here.
Yo.
And we just gotta run with it. That's all I gotta say. We gotta grab that shit, run with it. Like, they took our wallet, you feel me? Like, we need to get it. We need to get this paper, you feel me?
Y'all heard that? Take it like they grab your wallet, bro.
For real, let's go.
Man, Purple Album, Eddie Yola, Willy Waffles, Talk That Talk, baby.
Got the Henny.
Make sure y'all check that shit out. Dropping real soon. Pre-save is gonna be in the description below. Make sure to follow the boy, man.
Follow me at Eddie Yola.
Eddie Yola, man. Yola, thank you for tuning in, buddy. We'll fucking, you know. If y'all want another episode with Yola, drop purple emoji, purple devil emojis below.
Yep, drop them devils.
Yep.
Also, shout out everybody, though. Shout out everybody that I had on that album, you feel me? All my features, y'all did y'all thing. Everybody that did my beats, y'all did y'all thing. And I'm just ready to work with some new people. So holla at me.
Hey, talk that talk.
Talk. Ooh.